Hey friends, it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Gaurav, and he's talking to me about Azure Data Factory and some of the new stuff around continuous integration and deployment.
Yes, so with Data Factory now, we have added support for customers to do continuous integration and deployment and do the industry-leading practices to essentially achieve their goal of moving their pipelines, data sets, link services from one environment to another. So generally how it works for our customers is that they have a dev data factory, they have a test data factory, they have a prod data factory. And their developers or the data developers are essentially developing in the dev data factory. And they, once they are done with their development, they want to automate the process of moving from one environment to the other. So with this integration that we have done with Data Factory with ARM templates and integration with VSTS Git, you can automate this entire process end to end.
Has this traditionally been done in a fairly manual way?
Yes, this has always been manual. Our customers would write their custom scripts to achieve this process.
And no disrespect to data scientists or the community, but is there the same process rigor that we have in the software engineering community in the sense of I check in my code, I run my unit tests, I do it in dev, I do it in test, I do it in staging? There is a standard pipeline for continuous integration and deployment. Does that exist in this community?
Actually, no. And this is what we are trying to do. And we are trying to automate that process end to end so that once they essentially check in their dev environment and they are comfortable and their tests pass, they can define their releases to take their code from one environment to another.
Sounds like a lot of the what I call the administrivia.
Yes.
Is removed from you and put into this pipeline.
Yes.
So you're already creating a data pipeline, and we saw how to do that with Databricks. You're also now creating an operations pipeline for the larger environment.
Yes, exactly. So we are allowing them to operationalize their pipelines across environments and how they can automate that process end to end.
Cool. Do you have a demo?
Absolutely. So Data Factory visual tools are live now, and you can essentially create your data factory and click author and monitor tab. Once you click your author and monitor tab and go to your author tab in your visual experience, you can see your pipelines, and we have this new ability for you to export your data factory as an ARM template. So you can click this button and export your entire factory, and this includes all the assets for your pipelines, all assets for your data factory, the pipelines, the data sets, the link services, the integration runtime, the triggers, all exported as an ARM template. So once you export that as an ARM template, we generate two files for you. We generate the actual template, and we generate a parameters file. So this template would be same across all environments, and you will have one parameter file for each environment. So your dev environment, your test environment, and all these parameters file contain is your connection strings, your secrets, and all of that information. So you can essentially now take this template and deploy it to your UAT data factory and to your prod data factory, and only thing that you have to change is the configuration file. So you can again create processes to do it. But what we have also done is that with our visual VSTS Git integration, we have automated, we have defined a process on how you can automate this end to end. So right now I am in what we call as the data factory mode. So if I do anything, it goes and publishes directly to my data factory service. But I can hook up a Git repo, VSTS Git repo with my data factory. So I can select VSTS Git. It automatically loads the tenants that I have access to. I can select my Microsoft tenant. I can select the accounts that I have access to. So I'm going to just pick up my account. And it automatically loads the projects that are existing in your VSTS Git account. So I'm going to select my Data Factory project. And I can create a new Git repo, or I can use an existing one. So in this case, I'm going to use an existing one that exists. And again, it is going to ask you that which branch do you want to use for collaboration? I can use, but most of the customers use master as the collaboration branch, but it is totally up to you if you want to use another branch. and then you define your root folder, and you check this box to say that whatever that exists in my data factory, I want to import it to my VSCS Git account as well. And all of these assets would be imported as JSONs in your VSCS Git account.
That was my next question. So what we're putting into Git, just to be clear, if there's any confusion for people who are watching, it's the textual representation of the factory. It's yes. not certainly terabytes of data. It's the description of the factory, not the contents of the data.
Yes, it's the metadata.
The metadata, exactly.
And
then, of course, just for people who aren't familiar, the ARM templates or Azure Resource Manager is that ability to basically now I can say file new my data factory.
Yes, exactly.
In dev, in test, in staging, and prod.
Yes. And we actually link you from this UX as well. So you saw that I exported as an ARM template, and you can click this import ARM template link. And all we are doing is we are redirecting you to Azure portal, where you can import your template. Mm. So you can select the exported template, provide your configurations, and just import that data factory into whichever environment you want to do that, right? So.
When changes happen to the template in source control, does that kick off a process and then validate and rerun the
yes.
factory?
Yes. So right now, when I hooked up the VSTS Git account, you can see that a branch was created just now. Mm-hmm. And in this branch, all your datasets integration runtime are defined as JSON. So it's the text representation of your entire data factory. Mm-hmm. Now, what you can do over here is that you can define a release. And I have actually a good visual for you to show this. So you have your working branches in Git, and these generally we call that as feature branches. Mm-hmm. You create your pull request and push the stuff to master. Mm-hmm. And once you're there in the master, you publish to your dev data factory. And once you publish to your dev data factory, we actually create a ADF publish branch in your VSTS Git repo. Hmm. And once that happens, you have defined a VSTS release which has a trigger defined in it. And the moment the ADF publish branch gets generated, the trigger fires and automatically takes your entire text representation, which is the JSONs for your pipelines triggers, and take it from one environment to another. So you can take it from dev to UAT, from UAT to prod. So that entire process can be automated by defining a release, VSTS release for it.
So it's not just simply, you haven't just simply turned on Git integration. You're actually coming up with a formalized process here, almost a Git flow specific to Azure Data Factory.
Yes, and we have actually defined that this process end-to-end in our documentation. We even wrote an Azure blog for it. So it's all published today for our customers to take a look at. We have the documentation, we have the blog published, which lists it step by step on how you can define these releases and automate this process end to end as well.
And would you recommend that anyone who is an Azure Data Factory customer today should definitely explore doing this?
Yes, absolutely, right? Because continuous integration and deployment is part of any enterprise scenario that you would look. So Every customer has different environments, and they want to do it for the purpose of source control, for the purpose of access, making sure that only a certain people have access to certain environments. And it's a very common practice to do continuous integration and deployment across their data pipelines.
So then people who are watching right now who have a data factory, they can do this today?
Yes, they can absolutely do this today. As I mentioned, the documentation is live. The blog post is there in Azure blog. You can search for continuous integration and deployment using Data Factory. It will take you to this blog, and you can read all about it.
All right, fantastic. I am learning all about how to make continuous integration and deployment a reality with my Azure Data Factory here on Azure Friday.